With KEZU News, I'm Michelle Loxton. Santa Cruz County has extended their current evacuation orders into Thursday. The weather forecast suggests that after a slight reprieve Wednesday morning, stormy weather will be back this evening with the potential for debris flows again. Brian Garcia is with the National Weather Service.
So we knew this was coming, that we'd get the system through last night and that we'd have a break today, and we'll get the second punch, essentially like the sucker punch, coming through tonight with showers. The winds will also come up a little bit. It'll get a little breezy, but nowhere near what we saw last night.
Garcia adds that showers should move off to the east by Friday. In a tweet early Wednesday, Santa Cruz County said despite rainfall exceeding thresholds, it didn't receive any reports of debris flows overnight. But with the current forecast, they're not taking any risks by sending people back home just yet. Chief Deputy Chris Clark from the Santa Cruz County Sheriff's Office.
We absolutely empathize that for those that are displaced from their homes, that you want to get back home. You know, we want that to happen as well. We just want to make sure that, you know, we're protecting everybody that lives in those areas where a debris flow could, you know, endanger you and your families.
Officials added that a special task force will continue to be on standby in case debris flows occur tonight. Two of the temporary evacuation points that were set up by the county are closing. Staying open is the San Lorenzo Valley High School site. This is an information center and not an evacuation shelter. It will remain open throughout the night tonight. Officials say it's already served over 500 evacuees. Michelle Loxton, KEZU News.